Blog Talk Radio.
Morning. This is the morning of the leader with you. Welcome, welcome. We're going to get started in a couple of minutes. A phenomenal lineup this morning. We are super excited. We are joined by Joy Ford, our co-host. We have a phenomenal guest that's going to be on the show that Joy is going to introduce. We'll be back to you in 1 minute for the kickoff of the show, Leader in You. Good morning, good morning. This is Catherine Trotter, your host with Good Morning to the Leader in You. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning, Catherine. Wonderful day we're going to have on Good Morning to the Leader in You.
Yes, this is going to be phenomenal. This is an awesome day. We're super excited about what's going to take place today. And for those that are new to the show, we have our show every Monday and Wednesday, Leader in You. Today we're going to be discussing leaders in business, and Ms. Joy has a phenomenal person that's going to be coming onto the show this morning discussing her leadership in business and what she does in the community. And for those of you that would like more information as it relates to business consulting and coaching services that you may be in need of as we are gearing up for 2016, you may need a strategic plan or a business model. You can definitely check out my website at CatherineTrotter.com. Again, that's CatherineTrotter.com. We do have a Start Now Business Development Workshop that's coming up on December the 2nd, and that's going to be in the Prince George's County, Maryland area, specifically in Comer Manor. If you go to my website, you'll get all information. Again, that's CatherineTrotter.com. And one of the things that we always like to do is start off the show with quotes. But this morning, I just want to start off with a testimonial, and then we're going to have Joy to share a little bit about positive things that have been going on with her as we are looking for the guest to arrive for this show. One of the things that I want to share this morning is being grateful in the season and what you have. You know, we are gearing up right now, for those that may be aware that I have the Speak Life Tour. And we have that event, and we have the gala coming up, and the gala is going to be on December the 5th. And we're just so excited about that. We're excited about the movement. We're excited about what's going to happen. It's going to be December 5th at the Aloft Hotel. And my testimony this morning is simply that when you look at what you have and look in your network, sometimes we say we don't have all that we need to make things happen, but I say, yes, we do. And I'm looking at my network, and I see as we are getting closer to December 5th, all the individuals that's in my network, how they're supporting, how they're just pushing towards making sure the gala be all that it should be and all that it can be. So I'm just super flat-out excited about what's going to happen on December 5th. If you're not aware about the Speak Life Tour, you definitely want to check out speaklifetour.org. Again, that's speaklifetour.org, and it's going to be absolutely phenomenal. And if you want to still purchase a ticket, we're extending it just for a little bit, just until this Friday, for you to purchase a ticket. Again, tickets are $60. If you are a business owner, you can get your ticket, and that comes with a quarter page ad in our souvenir booklet. At this point, Joy, I'm going to open it up to you, and if you have a way in which you can communicate to our host, you probably want to give her a text so we can get her on the line.
Marcia, are you on the line?
Joy, that's why I'm communicating with you too. I'm letting you know. I should not.
Okay. Just let me see if I can get her on.
Okay, but Joy, while you're doing it, go ahead into discussing about your business, because we have this is live. This is like literally live right now. So go ahead into discussing a little bit about your business while you're, you know, texting her.
Okay. Well, I'm with the Joyrific Dad, and I write children educational music, and I am now also able to be heard playing music in the morning on Hot 695, and I am just excited that this morning we debuted two new songs, Sunnyside Up and Money, and we're going to be on every morning from 7:30 till 9 o'clock, and we are excited that this week is American Education Week, and we're going to just keep it tuned in for everybody so that they can hear some incredible children's songs. We're on the Beans and Frank show on Hot 695 in the morning. So we are.
Okay, so I see we have a caller that just joined. Miss Marcia, is that you?
Yes, this is me. This is Marcia. How are you?
I'm well. Joy, take it away.
Hey, good morning, Marcia. We're so happy to have you here this morning on Good Morning to the Leader in You. It is going
to
be phenomenal.
Be
yes, and I'm so happy you're here, my good friend. And I'm going to give you a little introduction to Marcia and what it is she does that we're going to be talking about today on our show. Marcia Holmes May is the owner of What a Blessing Services, LLC. She has enjoyed creating ceramic furnishings since she was a child. She was initially introduced to the art in third grade in school, and she continues to perfect her craft throughout her teenage years with her aunt and later in college from the industrial standpoint of making ceramics. And her company, What a Blessing Ceramics, is twofold. Her company seeks to offer customers the opportunity to purchase custom-made wares, as well as they can look through a catalog that she is going to be showcasing and talking a little bit more about on our show today and explaining to you how you can take part in her business, What a Blessing Ceramics. We welcome you this morning, Marcia May.
Thank you. Thank
you. We welcome you. Yes. So when we think about ceramics, we generally know that they're made by taking mixtures of clay, am I right, and earthen elements and powders and some water, and then we decide to shape them into some type of form. Am I correct to say that?
Yes, that's
Marcia.
Correct. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Pottery is when you have the clay and you shape it. You can throw it on a wheel. You can do slab. You can do coils. You can do pinch pots. And you can make different vessels, different types of sculptures. It's a gamut. It runs a big gamut. Now, what we do at What a Blessings, we're doing it more from the casted plaster molds. We use plaster molds, and we pour what's a liquid clay called slip into the molds, and we make the different figures that way. The reason that you do it, use the molds, is because you can make numerous reproductions of the same type of item, and you can make different variations of it. So, like, some people might want to do a mug. Some people may want their mug skinnier than others. Some may want it taller. So you can vary the figure once you've put it in the mold. The mold kind of gives you that basic form, and then you can go with it from there. So it gives you a kind of uniformity in your piece.
Yeah, so once you've decided what shape you want to make with your slip, do you put it in a fired, high-temperatured oven known as, what is that? It's called a kiln?
Yes. Well, the piece, once you make the piece, it has to dry for a period of time, sometimes a few days, sometimes a week. Once it's completely dry and you clean the seams out so that there are no imperfections on it, then you put it in the kiln, and it goes up to about 1,800 degrees, and it changes it from being clay to a glass-like state. And at that time, it's not as delicate, you know. I mean, of course, if it drops on the ground, it could break, but in the sense of just handling it, that you handle it better. And then once it comes out of the kiln, it cools, then you can use either a glaze or you can use a stain. The glaze is what you use primarily if you want to be able to eat or use water in the product or something like that. If you use stain mainly when it's for decoration and you're not going to eat off of it.
Oh, you know what? I wanted to ask you a question. When you're using the kiln and you're going up to temperatures that high, 1,800, you said 1,800 degrees?
Yes.
My question is, how long do you have to let it stay in there? And what would happen if there, you know, tell me a little bit about how does the clay have to be in order to take on that type of pressure?
Well, the reason that you use clay is clay found out like back in during the caveman time, so to speak, back in the BC, that clay is a product that can get heat, and that's how you get it to become hard. So it takes on the heat, and it makes it, that's how it transforms it from being clay and brittle to more of a durable substance, which would be like the glass substance that we use in our porcelain or when we see, you know, eat off our dishes, that type of thing. So it's used to, it goes very slow. It heats, the kiln heats up very slow. It takes sometimes between 6 and 7 hours for it to reach its temperature if you do it on the medium setting. And then it takes another 6 or 7 hours to cool. If you do it on a quick setting, it could go up, you know, do it like 4 or 5 hours to reach the 1,800 degree temperature, and then it takes another 7 or 8 hours for it to cool down. If you open the kiln too fast, then you can break your item. So you don't want to open the kiln, you know, really quickly. You let it cool down properly so that you get that right right finish.
That is amazing. That is just absolutely amazing. Look, I know you said in the beginning that your aunt was someone who introduced you to ceramics, and so I wanted to ask you a question. So what age do you think would be a good age to introduce ceramics to children, in your opinion?
Well, we have children that come to the shop that is young as kindergarten. We've had a couple of 2- and 3-year-olds that they were kind of mature so that they could sit and they took the time to, you know, to mold the pieces, and then they take the time to, you know, take a sponge. They're kind of, when you're younger, the pieces are more simple. But, you know, everybody likes to play with Play-Doh, so it's sort of like
right.
Play-Doh except for it's wet.
They do.
And, you know, it's a different feel. But I would say if they're just coming to the shop and they're going to paint the pieces are already in the bis state. That's the state that they're in when they come out of the kiln from that first firing. And then they can paint the pieces. Sometimes the younger children dip the pieces and then they use like little sponge dots to paint them, or they use the regular brushes like the older children and the adults use. So it's just, you know, what your child can do. So if you know your child doesn't mind getting their hands wet and touching stuff that's wet and they like that, then 3-4 years old is fine.
I think that's excellent. I know my grandchildren enjoyed when they came to What a Blessing, and they made a teapot, and my grandson, he made a dog, and he enjoyed painting with the decorative paint colors that you had, and it was just a lot of fun for him, and they are looking forward to coming back. My question to you is, what was it that made you decide to own your own company, and when did you open your company, What a Blessing?
Okay, yeah. What a Blessing. We started that in 2011, and what made me do it is I was a teacher. I taught special education for over 18 years in the Baltimore City school system, and what I found is that I don't care how much energy some of the students had when it came to doing the ceramics. It was like a calming. It was more relaxing to them. So we kind of used it as an incentive. So for after school programs and sometimes when we were doing a project at the end of our unit, we would let them do theirs. They could do it out of clay. So some of them would form their pieces by using either slab or the pinch pot method. Some of them would just kind of just sculpture it out. And some didn't want to go that far. They didn't like touching the clay, but they liked painting it. So for those students, we would give them something that was already made, and then they would paint it. So they were able to be creative and, you know, do their own thing, but at their comfort level. So it's just, it seems like people say, oh, I'm not creative, I'm not artsy, and then they sit down and they're like, oh, this is so much fun, this is so relaxing. And that's what I found to be, you know, the reason for me to start the company is because I said I needed something that I'm 50 now, and I'm like, okay, I don't want to do the same thing consistently for the next 50 years. What can I do? And ceramics has been my passion, so that's what started me doing it. And I felt like it would be a way for me to, you know, use my gifts that the Lord gave me and to also reach people and let them relax and enjoy themselves.
And it is very relaxing as you sit there and you paint with the brush and dip it into the water and just get your colors all organized and decide on what you're going to paint. But I want to mention that, you know, due to a lot of budget cuts in the city schools and schools all over, I'm sure, they've taken many of the arts out of schools. And so things like art, music, I've even seen in one of the schools I was in, they took gym out for a while. So it's a wonderful thing that you have your business in the community so that people can come there and take part in making ceramic pieces. And it's an excellent way for people to just have a family come there and do it, I'm sure. Or how else can people get in touch with you in order for them to take part in your business? How is that done?
Okay, well, we have a Facebook page, and it's called What a Blessing Ceramics. So you can reach us that way. And then the email is blessingceramics@gmail.com. And you can always do the phone number, which is 410-412-6546. And what we do is we have parties sometimes for birthday parties. We've had bridal shower parties, and the women come and they got to paint it. Paint their pieces, and they bought their own wine. We provided them with refreshments and everything. We've had the Scout troops, the Girl Scouts got their little pottery badges by creating their teapots and bowls. So they had to make themselves, and they earn their badge by doing that. So in the community, we have a couple of recreation centers that had closed. So it was something where the school principals said, well, do you do anything in the afternoon that we could bring our children down? We have, like, some of the students who stay after, but we don't really have a whole lot of activities. So a couple of the groups come down, and it's fun. And it's not very costly for the schools, but it gives them, you know, we give back to the community, and it gives them an opportunity to have fun. And then a lot of families, like you said, do come, and it's enjoyable. And our prices are very reasonable.
That is great. And, you know, I when you mentioned that recreational centers are closing, that really tugs on my heart because I know that our kids in the community, they definitely need people such as yourself who are being trailblazers and helping them in the community to have something extra to do, you know, besides just academics in our community. And one of the things I want you to mention is where is your shop located?
It's at 4011 Liberty Heights. It's around the side entrance. It's in the basement of the home, but it's a very large house. It used to be a daycare center, so it serves about 25 people at a time.
Okay, that is incredible, and I've been there, and it's beautiful inside. I love all the colors on the wall, and, you know, it's amazing how many molds you have. Can you just share with our audience how many molds do you have and how about acquiring them?
Okay, now I have about 12,000 myself, but I have access to over 30 because I have different suppliers who have been doing ceramics for years. So if it's an item that I don't have, thank God I have very kind people who probably have it and I can usually get it. There's some items that we don't have and we just try to go head on and create them. And that, you know, takes a little bit more because we're actually, you know, doing the whole sculpting. But, yeah, we have access to over 30,000 molds total.
Wow.
He said, how do I acquire them?
Yeah.
Okay, when my aunties passed, I inherited them. So my cousins and I do a lot of the painting, and when she finds out about somebody who has molds that they're either selling or trying to get rid of, we go and we kind of scavenge through which ones are good because we don't want them if they're destroyed or broken up, but we've gotten them from people who are either no longer in the field or sometimes we go out and we can find companies that are selling them and we purchase them from there.
That's beautiful. You know, they say people who don't know their purpose, they try to do too much, and that causes stress, fatigue, and conflict. And I'm just so happy to know that you are walking in your purpose But I got a question for you. Did you know as a child you would be on this adventure?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. When I started taking care of my mother and I stopped teaching, I was able to do the ceramics a lot more. And I just looked at it as being able to be blessed by being able to do it and also blessing others, because people would just smile. And, like, through the years, I go to visit people and I see pieces that were there. I'm like, oh, remember, you gave me this. And it'll be 25, 30 years ago. And it just warms my heart because they treasured it and it was important to me. So even though I didn't know all along that this is what I was going to be doing, I think it was my destiny to do this because it just, like you said, it warms my heart. It's not stressful. And people are blessed when they get to do it or experience
it. Yes, they are. It is truly a blessing just to look at all the ceramics that you have in your shop, and they really are just awesome pieces. And I just know that, you know, everyone dreams of success. You know, it's their goal or their destination in life. And some people view success as making a lot of money or, you know, just living comfortably and even just being able to retire early. But what is it that you would consider success for yourself? And where do you see what a blessing being in, like, maybe 5 years?
Well, I'm one of those people who feel like being a success is being able to be comfortable, be able to do the things in life that, you know, so many people take for granted comfortably. And then when I say that, I mean not like robbing Peter to pay Paul in order to do those things, but to be afforded the finances to do them. But also being able to help someone along, because it's so many people who don't have direction, who don't have purpose, who don't have the support and the family to help them, because Lord knows we could nothing that we can do in here in this world have we been able to do by ourselves. It was by the Lord helping us and our family and support and, you know, all the positive things in our life that happens. So I try to share that same positive energy with my friends and family. We are really, really heavy with helping the young adults in the community. We have some interns that help us out. We have some young people who came in. They didn't have their high school diplomas, so we talked to them. We got them into different GED programs. So now they're in college, some of them. I've helped some of them with getting their IDs. And, you know, when people come to you and it's like their first job, they don't know what they're supposed to do. So trying to set that example that, you know, work ethics are important. You have to be to work on time. You have to be able to fill out the application. You have to have your IDs. You are accountable and responsible for what you sign on to do. And you know, just trying to encourage the young people to, you know, to do well. One of our former employees is now a teacher. A couple of them are now managers down at Amazon and some other companies in the area. So it's really warms my heart when you see people that you've been able to help along the way, and then they're doing well. And it's not my glory, it's God's glory. So I just, you know, this is what we try to do. We try to be a blessing with the ceramics most, you know, first, but because of the ceramics, we're able to help them in other ways. So that's what we're designed to be, a blessing to people, so that, you know, they want to. Matthew 5:16 says it best, let your light so shine upon men so that they may see your good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. And that's our whole aim, to let God's light shine so that people want, you know, we want to be a blessing to people so that they see the Lord.
And you have been an incredible blessing to the community. And I'm telling you, I know firsthand that you have been an awesome mentor to many of our teenagers in the community. And Catherine, on that note, I'm going to let you chime in here because you know about working with teenagers because you are doing it with the Speak Life Tours as well. And I'm just so happy that we were able to have Marcia May on the line this morning. And I am excited about what is going to happen in the near future for her and her business. So, Catherine?
Absolutely. So as we get ready to close out this show today, just have a final question, Marcia. To those that's listening, what would you say to leaders in terms of how they should be preparing in this last quarter, some specific tangibles that you did as you was building your business that they can utilize as a tool the rest of November and December? So if you could share some tools that you used as you built your business, but also what were some mindset barriers that you had to overcome that you can share with the audience?
Well, some of the tools that I use, I've started doing a lot more reading, a lot of the self-help books. I've read the book Think and Grow Rich. I've read a couple other excuse me, like I'm drawing a blank there. I do apologize. But I just started reading more often, doing positive affirmations, taking the things that have not worked in the past, figured out what was wrong with them, what wasn't working, what can I do to fix it. And I know I don't have all the answers, so I talk to people who are doing well and what is it that they're doing, and I get mentors, and I'm saying, okay, what can I learn from them? Take that information and then go forward. I know some things were not working well, and we had to tweak them. And so now with the new goal, we're trying to do the catalog more, and with we have some consultants that have started at this last quarter, and I know that with the consultants being in place, that's going to help propel us in the next two or three quarters. So I would tell people, you know, look at what you have been doing. Tweak it. Be real with yourself. Is it working or not? If it's not working, see why it's not working and fix it. And try to get people who do know more than you do about it to help you.
What were some mindset barriers that you had to overcome as you were launching your business?
The mindset was just being afraid and fearful of stepping out. And, you know, I just had to step out on faith and pray that I was doing what the Lord had asked me to do. And once I was confident and confirmation set that that's what he wanted me to do, then it was a lot easier. Things started, people started coming into place. Things started happening in the right way. Not saying that I didn't have to do work, but when you're walking in your purpose, then things start falling in line just as it's supposed to. And you will still do the work and you have to do the work, but you if you're in the purpose that you're supposed to be in, it goes a lot smoother.
Absolutely, absolutely. So can you just share with the audience your contact information, if you have any social media links,
okay.
Contact number or email?
Okay, our Facebook page is What a Blessing Ceramics. Our email is blessingceramics@gmail.com, and our phone number is 410-412-6546.
Awesome. Well, this is Good Morning to the Leader in You. We are so flat out excited about today's interview and everything that has been shared. We know that it's going to make a huge impact. You, Joy, so much for bringing on Ms. Marcia to the show. And we will be back at it next Monday, 9 a.m. Have a phenomenal day.